on a state level. I have to do the same thing with people that oppose me, and I'm not at all saying that's wrong, and you understand that. Listen, I'm not saying that one iota, but I'm just saying that on my own home front end, with the people that I've got to work with and the people that I've got to now go out and to see and to put keep in harness in this thing, that I can't let them lose faith in me and lose faith in the thing that I stood up.
I don't think they lose faith in you anymore. I think they lose faith in Senator Russell. You know what I was saying to Senator Russell? And all of this base thing to him, I said, all right, when are y'all going to come go hunting? And he said, Mr. President, I don't think we ought to bother you. I don't think you ought to want us down there. And I thought Senator Russell and Bobby Russell might not want to be with you and be with me and be in the public eye as associating with us. They might want to go with Birchers or somebody else. And I said, listen, you've been coming here every year, and I'm expecting you. And I said to him, just what I'm saying to you tonight. And I said, I want you. Well, he said, now, you haven't invited Herman. I said, Herman's always invited. Herman was invited last year. Herman's invited this year. Herman's invited any year. And I've told the governor twice I want you to come. I've told H.B. Fuqua every time I've seen him that I expect him to be there. I told Bobby when he appeared on the platform, wasn't expect to be here. And if you don't come, you're going to look like a damn coward that's running off and hiding.
I'm not a coward.
No, I'm talking this to Dick. I said, and you're going to do it. He said, Senator, we ought to, President, we ought to be bothering you. It's a bother to you. And I said, no, it's not a bother. He said, I'm no hunter. And said, they can't kill any deer if they come. None of them can shoot deer. And I said, well, we're all going to come now. You just get ready, and we're going to come back down here next weekend, or the weekend after that, and let's all get together. And that's the way it happened. Now, I made a mistake. I ought to send a wire to, or called you, but I thought that you understood. I didn't think you
did understand.
If you'd have said to me, listen, Lyndon, I don't want you to invite me. I don't want to come. I don't want to be around you this year.
But I don't think Senator Russell ought to go on and take
He didn't. Him. I'm convinced he didn't. I think it.
In the newspaper story, he's being quoted.
He's been, when he was called after Governor Vandiver said he was going down here with all y'all to go hunting.
Let me say that. He told me when he called me, I said, he says, you call J.B. Cooper. I said, I'll be glad to, Senator. And he said, now, here's exactly what he said, and I quote. He says, I want to get in touch with these other people, and he said something about a release. Well, I didn't say a word about it because I didn't think he was going to make any release on any social thing. Of course, he made a hell of a release, and he did it for his own reasons, and I don't blame him.
Well, listen, why would he be doing it with a guy that's as unpopular as I am in Georgia?
Oh, hell. You're not unpopular in Georgia, and you know it.
No, and
right now, there's about probably 100, 200,000 more people who wish to God that they had had better sense than they had the other day, because now they've all sobered up. They've been on a drunk, and they're having a hangover from it. And you know you aren't unpopular in Georgia, and you know you never have been unpopular in Georgia, and you know that the only reason in the world you got caught in the vice is because a few people who could have helped clarify a few of these issues that were not your fault, but things that you had to do because of the country's sake, didn't do it. Now they want to turn around now and use that as a basis for saying that this thing was all a big mistake to begin with. Well,
no, I don't think they want to. I think I did that. I think I pulled them in to do it, and I have a motive that I think is bigger and broader than yours. I think you're content where you are, and I have other ideas. But I just read you one paragraph. As I wired you the night of the election, I'm greatly gratified by your tremendous victory, and I'm ashamed of the great state of Georgia. This shame is growing among a great many persons who voted against you. It is a curious state election in many respects. We sent you one Republican congressman who, he says, pledged to repeal the Civil Rights Act. He is a former Marvin Griffin man. He has participated in this one-time politically corrupt governor of Georgia. We did send you two men who ought to do a good job once they get over their scare. I'm sure that Governor Sanders has filled you in on this iniquitous setup. Just in case he hadn't, I want to outline it to you. When it became evident a little more than a year ago that Governor Sanders was likely to be a rival of Russell's and might be influential, Talmadge, Dick Russell, and others moved to cut him down. They worked out a coalition. And it goes on. And I discussed it all. Ray Campbell, whom I don't know, Bentley, whom I don't know, and Peel. And then I read Peel's thing. But now, if I must follow your judgment,
they'll never cut me down in your book.
Well, the only way to cut either one of us down is for us to refuse to be together. And I just know that when I know this, if you ask me to come to your house tomorrow, I'll come. I don't give a goddamn if you've got Gene Talmadge there. I'm going to be there, period. And I think you ought to be here. And if I have to stop off in Atlanta and pick you up and march you right by my side, I think we ought to do it. And I think you're making a terrific mistake. I'm not going to argue with you anymore tonight because you're just stubborn as a bull. I love you, and I'm not going to give you up. And you're just like John Connally was at the Atlantic Convention when he said, you've ruined everything. If you don't move in here and arrest these people, throw everybody out except Alabama, you'll do this. And I think that I've, in the long run, proved I'd had a little experience. And I want to tell you now, I've had a little more. I wait till in the morning. I'm going to call you back tomorrow. But I want you here on Sunday the 22nd. If you don't, well, I'll have to go abroad. And I don't think you ought to make me do that. And I just think that you ought to give a goddamn what somebody says. And if I were you, I'd walk up in the morning, and when a reporter asked me, I'd say humbly and meekly that the president called me.
Then they'll say, well, the governor says the president called him, so now the governor...
No, I don't mean tonight. I'd say the president called me while I was on a vacation in Puerto Rico. He called me a month before, and he told me that, by God, he expected me at his house to go hunting. And I accepted, and I ain't going to run just because somebody gives out an interview. And I don't know who it is gave out an interview, but you oughtn't to give a goddamn. You're bigger than any interviews. You're not trespassing and trying to sell the presidency. You've been invited, and Fuquay's been invited, and have been invited twice in separate occasions. And I'll read him what I said to him, and he told me he'd be here. You told me you'd be here.
That's right.
And by God, I don't want somebody to mess it up, and I think Governor Vandiver wants to be governor. And I don't know whether he ought to be governor or not. Don't care. I want whoever you want, but there's no reason why you need to be, you and J.B. Fuquay need to be sitting here with me and Jack Valenti and concerned about what the people of Georgia are going to think, because I'll tell you this, they damn sure going to think you welcome this establishment and any other establishment I operate. But if you walk out and turn us down and say, screw him, I don't give a damn, I ain't going to associate.
You know I'm not saying
that. Well, don't do it. Now, let me call you. I'm going to call you in the morning. I don't want you to just tell me. I just, ain't nobody ever says to the Commander-in-Chief, no, and don't you do it. Now, please don't, because I guarantee you that whatever resources I got at your command, but I don't want you to break out on me and tuck your tail and run, because that's going to hurt me.
And I'm not going to run.
Well, just don't do it. And you just go tell Betty that I'm expecting you here on the 22nd, and I'll come walk to Georgia if I need to walk down here with you.
You don't have to walk.
Well, I'll have to do anything I have to do, but I want you here. That's why I'm having it.
Anytime you want me, you can come, but I'm not going to let a few people...
They ain't nobody going to do anything to you.
Well, that's what they're trying to
do. No, they ain't. I don't know what they're trying to do, but they ain't going to do it, period.
I know they're not. I'm not going to let them.
All right, I'm going to call you in the morning. Good night now. I'm not going to talk to you anymore because I've ruined your evening, and I'm sorry, and I apologize. You tell Betty, though, that I love her, and I'll call you in the morning when I wake up.
Appreciate you, Cole.
Goodbye.